This Carl Hayden.
Thank you, sir.
He's the best Chief Justice they've ever had. He's a first grade guy.
Yes?
Senator Hayden on 90.
Yes. I had this copy of a letter from a friend of mine in Texas along the line we were talking yesterday morning. I thought if you had a moment, I'd like to read it to you.
Yes.
It's Houston Hart who runs 10 papers in Texas.
Yes.
And it's from Bill Matthews, the editor and the publisher of the Arizona Daily Star.
That's right.
At Tucson. He says, your inquiry about Senator Goldwater prompts me to say that here in Arizona, most of us are proud that a son could rise to be nominated for president. Barry is a master politician. He's the hardest working man in the United States, but he loves it. Physically, I do not see how he stands up under the demands that are made upon him. I've had the temerity to come out for Lyndon Johnson. When I ask how I would do such a thing, my reply has been, I have a profound respect for Barry as a friend, politician, patriot, but I sympathize with many aspects of his domestic program, but I am a Democrat. I cannot go along with Barry's foreign policy. It's a subject I know something about. He will not listen to me. He does not have in his entourage of close advisors any one man who is competent in foreign affairs. He knows very little about international politics. Hence, I am supporting LBJ. So that's William R. Matthews.
Yes, sir.
Now, Gene Pulliam says, on August 17th, this will acknowledge your letter together with a clip in the New York Times. We ran Lou Douglas' statement here several days ago. I have not changed my opinion regarding the outcome of the election. Frankly, I think Barry will give Johnson a stiff race than has been anticipated. This will be largely due to the white backlash throughout the country. But I haven't seen anything or heard of anything or read of anything change my opinion Johnson will be elected by a rather substantial majority. You may be interested to know the race even here in Arizona is going to be very close as of today. Signed, Gene Pulliam, August 17th.
Yeah.
So, I don't know who he's supporting, do you?
Well, he talked to me like he was your friend and he was interested in your maintaining your health. And I just got the kind of a hunch he's going to help you in Indiana.
He couldn't
in Arizona.
Well, I just sure hope that's right. I think maybe I might call him. What do you think about it?
Yes. You call him. Tell him that he may be trying to bound up Arizona, but they're no use. That's why he can't turn himself loose in Indiana.
I see Goldwater's flying back. He says it's going to be a mighty close vote. Is that vote going to be close today?
Where?
On Medicare.
Well, I
see in the morning television he says he's flying back from Arizona.
Vote on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, don't you let him beat us, Carl.
Well, damn it, I voted against that before. And
as I remember, though, you waited for us, didn't you, to see if we had to have you?
Yes.
Won't you do that today?
Well, I might.
Do that now, because we can't lose this one. This is one we can't lose. We got to have these old people, and they're just thick as thieves all over the country, and that's the polls show that's the most popular issue we got.
Well.
You agree to do what you did last time, wait and see, and if we don't need you, you can do what you have to. But if we do need you, don't let us lose it, because your vote don't let the Republicans win over me.
I hate like hell to have that happen. On the other hand, I hate like hell to vote that way.
Well, do like you did before. Wait and see, and if we don't have to have you, well, we don't. We hope we don't.
All right, we'll see.
Okay. Right. Thank you.